One man's pet chicken is another man's dinner. It's the Oral Emporium on 95 BFM Breakfast.
What does it mean? Well, it means we get to play some LTJ Bookham, but it means that the phone line is open here. So you can call 309 3879 if you have something that you'd like to give away, sell, trade, or if there's something in your life you need. We had Ed the Builder a couple of weeks ago. He needed an apprentice. It's really anything. It's what you make it. Appreciate phone calls. Someone was giving away strawberries last week, strawberry plants. 309 3879, people. If you're too shy, you can text through 5395 if there's something in your life you need, we'd like to sell. This is a weekly on-air trade and exchange here on the BFM Breakfast Show. Good morning, BFM Oral Emporium.
Kia ora, it's Renee here.
Hi, Renee. How's it going?
I'm doing well, and I've got something really nice to sell.
Oh, you've got something to sell. Well, describe it to us, Renee. What is it?
Poodle puppies.
You've got puppies?
Yes, I've got puppies.
Okay.
Beautiful, really gorgeous little black miniature poodle puppies.
How old are they? They're like, they've got to be a certain age before you can sell them, right?
Yes,
like,
so they have to be at least 8 weeks old, and these guys are 10 weeks old, so they're just perfect for a home. And, yeah, there's three of them. There's two girls, one boy. They're just absolute darlings. I don't really want to part with them, but we have to. So if anyone's looking for they're pure black-bred miniature black poodles, and they're little black bundles of love and joy.
How would you describe the personality of a miniature black poodle?
They're really loving, they're really fun, they've got senses of humour, they think they're hard case, and they are. They're really energetic, but they're also really cuddly as well. So they're just lovely, lovely pets. Like, if you want a dog that's going to love you to bits, then these guys will.
And poodles are good if you've got allergies, right?
Yes, like if you can't have normal dogs, like the hair causes like asthma and respiratory issues. Poodles don't shed. Their fur is actually wool, so it's not allergenic. And yeah, they're really good for anyone who wants a dog but can't have a regular dog.
And are they a little? Would you say poodles a little bit smarter than usual? So potentially quite good to train.
Yes, they're really good for training. You can train them to do basically whatever you like, to be your little lifelong friend and assistant. And they enjoy learning because they are so smart. They really get a kick out of learning new stuff.
Excellent.
And they're just really cute and fun.
Cute and fun. All right, Renee. Yeah. Well, I've got your number. So if anyone out there is like perchance looking for a dog, here's an option. I guess people could probably come over and meet them, give them a pat, see what their personalities are like.
Yep. Totally. They're all quite different. They're all, quite different little personalities, but they're all really sweet.
So, whereabouts in Tamakimakau are you?
Sort of Mount Eden, Balmoral.
Okay. All right. Okay, yeah. It's just to give people a bearing. Okay, well, give us a holler. If you want, you can text through and I can just share Renee's details with you. All right.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thank you, mate.
Bye.
Is that easy, people? 309 3879. Or text through 5395.
New hour holds new chances for new beginnings. The horizon leans forward, offering you space to place new steps of change.
Someone's got a good question coming through on 5395. Is a miniature poodle smarter than Simeon Brown? Potentially. They're pretty smart. We don't have long. The Oral Emporium will be wrapping up soonish, people. So if you've got something you want to trade, 309-3879 or 5395, get amongst the straw people who are in the house. So don't want to keep them waiting too long. Good morning, Oral Emporium.
Good morning. I just wanted to get Renee's number about the miniature poodle.
You're calling about the dogs, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just about to run out of music here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put another song in. We might extend this for a couple more minutes. Okay, you hold the line.
No worries.
Oh, is that one or two people? How many people are on the phone here?
Oh, as soon as you said Simeon Brown, I was like, oh, my God, the Pakeranga poodle.
You're just calling to have a lol about is a miniature poodle smarter than Simeon Brown?
Well,
how many people are on the phone? Is it one or two? Sounds like two of you.
Yeah, there is.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Okay, I was getting confused there. I thought one of you hung up and we had someone else on. Renee just wanted to say that the miniature poodle is smarter than Simeon Brown.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
She's just said on the text. I'm going to take you off air. But just before I do that, someone says, busy at the moment, John. I got a HMX 505 for sale. Survivor from the 70s, 80s. Complete BMX. Needs a restoration. Frame needs a re-chrome. Original stickers, etc. If anyone is keen on this, Paulie is taking offers. Okay, stand by. Time on the Oral Emporium here. I'm going to outro out of this and play a track from Jim Nothing, and then we've got some headlines, and right after that we will have an interview with the Straw People, who are playing at the Hollywood Avondale, which is very exciting. Apparently amazing, amazing performance down at WOMAD earlier this year, right? Yeah. Nods. Stay tuned to find out more.
That was the Oral Emporium on 95 BFM.